tweets. Check the tweets. Check the tweets.
Time to check your tweets coming into us at Grill Team, all one word on Twitter. And the most tweeted about thing to us so far this morning is this new ban on smoking in the centre of Sydney. The City of Sydney is going to vote to make Martin Place entirely smoke-free, all of Martin Place, for a 12-month period to trial it. Overwhelmingly, the people on Twitter supporting this, saying it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think most people now sort of, you know, have got it in their heads now that, you know, you basically can't smoke nearly pretty much anywhere.
In public.
Especially in public. But what about in New York, boys? We walked around, people outside major buildings just smoking like you wouldn't believe.
Well, that's, you know, it's life. I look at it, honestly, does my head in. I've never been a smoker. I hate it. I can't understand the habit, because I just think, why would you do something that's eventually definitely going to kill you?
Yeah,
you
know? There's no doubt.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm all for not letting people smoke indoors, particularly in restaurants and stuff. But out in the open. I mean, seriously, are we getting to that point that we're like?
I think it's
over the top.
Yeah, it is a little bit, but I think for next generations, if kids see nothing around them, they won't try. They mightn't be alert. Yeah, exactly.
They can't ban it though, because there's so much money that's made by government and tax on it.
Yeah, I know. We have this debate. We seem to have this debate.
Well,
once
what do they
a
hear
week.
About? Well, then, if that's the point with the government, then what they're doing at the moment, they're just Band-Aid solutions as far as plain packaging.
Well, in New York, they had no plain packaging, was there? There was nothing over there that suggested...
Well, it doesn't work. That's why.
But you can see the Marlboro brand and everything like that.
Yeah, that's right. Of course you could. And cigarettes over there in America were unbelievably inexpensive compared to ciggies here.
Mm.
And alcohol, $7, $8, $9 a pack compared to what, $20, $25 here?
What about vodka in New York?
We're not talking about vodka.
Oh.
Actually, you can't drink vodka in Martin Place either.
I'm going to lobby for that in my next constituency.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.